Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Glad you could join me this morning. We're going to continue to talk about the supremacy of Christ, the fullness of Christ, the mystery of Christ, the treasure that we possess in earthen vessels. Another line from St. Paul, that's from Corinthians. He said, you know, we hold this treasure. What's the treasure? The treasure is Christ in you, the hope of glory. There's so much we're given in Jesus that we possess, and we carry them, we bear them in earthen vessels. We're weak, we're fallen. Our mortal bodies are aging. You know, we're breaking down. We're human beings. We're all going to die, but there's something in us that's new, that's alive, that's will never die. It's the life of Christ in us. And so Paul says we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. I think sometimes it's one of the devil's strategies to get us to think about the earthen vessel much more than we think about the treasure that we possess. To be preoccupied with our aging, our looks, you know, what we have, what we don't have, to get us worried that things are breaking down, get us jealous and envious that we don't have more, that we don't look better, to get us preoccupied with how we look, to get us preoccupied with how we feel, to create anxiety, anxiousness, to be fearful, to be resentful and angry that we don't have more, that we're not more, that we haven't been given more. The devil wants us to just get on that track, to get on that narrative, to just live, just let those tapes go through our mind every day so that he can just one after another. Yeah, you're a failure. Yeah, you're not attractive. Yeah, you're not valued. Yes, you're not that good. Yes, you got dealt a bad hand. Look at what God gave everybody else or gave to her and didn't give to you. Look at your situation. Who cares about you anyway? You know, one thing after another after another. It's just the tapes of the lie of the devil. And friends, if we're looking at the earthen vessel, if that's the thing we have our eyes on, we're all worried that we're not something more than we are, and we're spending lots of money and lots of time and lots of energy to position ourselves as really being defined apart from the rest of the herd, common men, I'm different, I'm special, I'm the best, I'm the top of the mountain, or I'm making my way there, and I have all these indicators in my life that I'm somehow separated and set apart, and that makes me good. And it gives me some reassurance because of what I drive, what I wear, where I live, who I know, how big my bank account is. It gives me some kind of reassurance that I'm special or that I'm different. It's all a big lie. It's a total deception. And it's one of the devil's strategies. And he gets us in that place. But we can see all around us, we open our eyes, friends, that how many people possess and have all that we think we desire and should have and would be a difference maker for us if we did possess things or have things, or look differently. I mean, just take a look. I was just thinking, you know, a few weeks ago, the whole story of Jeffrey Epstein, the horrible story of the sex trafficking that he was involved in, and all the powerful people that seemed to be running with him in this whole thing. It's just terrible. But for the grace of God, there go I, by the way. You know, it's in a strange way, not only do I have anger and want to see all that come to justice, because it should, it's terrible. The Lord actually wants us to have compassion for everybody who's involved in the whole thing, in the sense of, Lord, lead them to repentance. Lord, it's no surprise that human beings are trapped in pride and lust, you know, and just envy and all the deadly sins. That's the condition of the human race. Lord, have mercy on their souls. Pray for those people. Both the victim and the victimizers. The victimizers will get their day in jail. I mean, they will get brought to justice, thanks be to God. Some don't in this world. But all that bringing to justice is meant to lead to repentance. And every one of us has the capacity to fall. You know, the highest fall, the lowest, right? And Satan is the example. This light bearer, how dark he became. And we're seeing with other human beings that money, power, ability to move human beings around like chess pieces on a board and to control their lives and be the master of the universe doesn't satisfy the soul. Become more addicted to the temptations of the devil, to fallen human nature, to pride and the rest of it. So, friends, it's time to live, each one of us, on God's narrative, God's story, Let the tapes of the truth of God's word just move throughout your mind and your spirit each day so you can live a new reality. You can come into the light. You can come up higher with the Lord and become all that he desires you to be. So as I was mentioning yesterday from Colossians, where St. Paul said, after he described the amazement of Jesus and the wonder and the greatness of his mystery, and by the way, if you haven't heard it this week, I think you missed something good, go to renewalministries.net. You'll like it. Programs are all archived there. You can listen to them right there on your computer or download them on whatever device. To simplify it all, you can get our app, and everything that we have there on the website is accessible to you. But Paul just states it so plainly. He goes, okay, therefore, brothers and sisters, you've received all this in Christ, so live in him. Get after it. Lay hold of it. Move in it. Hunger for it. Thirst for it. Seek it. Read God's word. Share God's word. Walk in it together with others. He goes on to say in the next paragraph, he says, for in Christ, the whole fullness of deity, that is of the Godhead, of divinity, dwells in Jesus bodily. And you have come to the fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority, who's in charge of everything ultimately, Jesus. Everyone will stand ultimately before him. He's making all things new. He wants you in on it. He wants you to be a part of it. He wants you to live it. But anybody who doesn't want to go in on it, anybody who doesn't want to say yes to him and receive this offer of salvation will be judged and condemned and will be separated by him. And oh, what a horrific thing. But he goes on to verse 13, and you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him, having forgiven all your trespasses. Okay, so let that be the tape going through your head today. Who am I? I'm forgiven. I've been forgiven by Christ. I'm a man or a woman who's been forgiven of all my trespasses through the death and resurrection of Jesus, through baptism, through the sacrament of confession. And you who were dead, I was once dead, but now I'm alive. I've been made alive with Christ. The old man is gone. The new one has come. So Paul then goes on in the beginning of chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, so you know you've been raised with Christ, you've been baptized. I just read it to you, right? So you know that's the truth. He says, so if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. You know he's gone into glory. You know that he's come to give you eternal life. So enter into that life. Step into it. Christ wants you to be able to see him, to hear him, to have a relationship with him, to surrender your life more deeply to him, to follow in his footsteps. So Paul's expecting, he says, something new has happened in you. There's a reality. You're united to Christ, who's the head of the body that you belong to. And he's in you. He's already raised you in baptism to something entirely new. So make a decision. Seek the things that are above. So it's a really good question. In getting in your car today and driving and beating yourself up or falling into temptation or the things I was talking about at the beginning of the program, is that seeking the things that are above? No, right? So do that. Start seeking God. Start crying out to him in your car. Start speaking the name of Jesus. Ask him to send you the Holy Spirit. Lord, I want to be a seeker. I want to hunger after you. I want to be lifted up. I want to set my mind on you who are above, because I know you want to show me who I am. The simple St. Francis prayer, I've mentioned many times on the program, he used to pray two simple prayers. Father, who are you and who am I? God, who are you? Show me. I want to see you. I want to know this mystery. And who am I? Who have you made me to be? I'm done with all the false identities that I've bought in this world. I'm so tired of wearing the masks. I'm so tired of projecting something into the world that I'm not, or striving to create something that I hope someday would be important, an identity. Put it away, friends. It's all a lie. Seek Christ. Seek the things that are above. And then he says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things of earth. So set your mind. Set yourself, position yourself. In your mind, you're free. In the power of the Spirit, you can do this, to set your mind, your will, your heart on the things that are above. It's Christ, his teaching, his plan, his mystery. It's the Father. It's our destiny. It's where you're going. You can live the life of the future kingdom now. That's what he's after. We already are in the kingdom. It's the already and the not fully yet. We're not fully there, but he's fully present in us. And he wants to lead us to live a new way of life that will give honor and glory to God. So the deeds, the life we live can echo through all eternity. So we can live lives of love, the love that's revealed in Jesus. He said, you can set your mind above. He says, for you have died and your life is hidden now with Christ in God. Wow. Where are you? I mean, I know you're driving your car or you're shaving or you're working in the kitchen. I know that's where we are physically, but your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. And you've been brought into that oneness. Yeah, you. St. John the Apostle said, you know, in 1 John, he said, we have fellowship with the Father. And they're saying, wow, we have fellowship with God, the Father and the Son. Come with us, be baptized. So you're baptized into this fellowship with God. Have you been talking to him lately? Are you living as if you're in the fellowship? Or are you living as if you've been thrown out of the fellowship? Or have you actually made a decision that has set you outside the fellowship? Have you decided to say yes to mortal sin? If you have, go to confession, get right with God, get back in. Enter the fellowship, live in it. He said, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. He'll go on to say, chapter 3, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So today, do everything, whatever you do in words or deeds today, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whether you're a bank president, whether you're a soldier, whether you're a plumber, whether you're a school teacher, a mother at home, which is like the most important vocation of all, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say, Jesus, I know you dwell in me. You've called me to live for the praise of your glory and the praise of the Father. May every word I speak, may every deed I do, may every thought today be held captive to you, Jesus, so that I can live for the praise of your glory. So he's got this beautiful exhortation here, Paul, about how to live together. Now, when we know these things about ourselves, we can live a different way of life. He said, put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion. You know this love is in you. You know Christ is in you. You know he's forgiven you. You know your life is headed for glory. You got it made. You got it made. God's life is in you. So he's saying all this is in you. So therefore, you know you're chosen. You know you're holy. You know you're called the beloved of God. So be filled with compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, patience. Forbear with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgive each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And over all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, right? And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. So if you're in your car, start singing. Sing to God with all your heart today. Begin the day singing with thanksgiving and praise and asking God to give you the grace to live in that love today. Friends, have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.